Next up, we'll play a game called Literary Spoonerisms. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Tanaja Jordan. You work as a fundraising consultant for nonprofits. Hello.
Hello. It's nice to be here.
When you ring in, we'll hear this. So, Tanaja, you started your own company thanks to some prize money that you won?
Yes. I won a fellowship in 2017, and I got $30,000 to start an early-stage social enterprise business, and so I started my consultancy.
That's pretty amazing.
Thank you.
And how's it going?
I enjoy it. I really, really enjoy it. I share an office with my cats. They're not necessarily always the best office mates. They like to meow on conference calls that they're not invited to.
Yep.
But, you know, I think my clients sometimes like the cats more than me sometimes.
Oh, that there's no way. That's just an extra bonus. Your opponent is Maura Foley. You're a data scientist in Chicago. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Thank you for having me.
Hi. So when you ring in, we're going to hear this. Maura, you build predictive models that tell different companies who's going to buy their products.
Yes, I do that.
All right, that's pretty interesting. That's
It's actually really boring.
What?
Somebody wrote in Harvard Business Review that data science is the sexiest job of the 21st century.
I love that you pulled out the old article from Harvard Business Review that we've all read.
Oh no, my mother, Ellen Foley, figured it out and pulled it out for me.
Oh yeah. Oh really? Your mom sent you this article?
Oh yes. That and clippings of house listings from my hometown.
Remember, Tanaja and Maura, whoever has the most points after two games will move on to our final round. Let's go to your first game. Tanaja, what's the best utensil?
It's definitely the fork. Just because it's the most versatile. You can slice with it, you can poke with it and pick things up, and then you have the ability to sort of lift like from the underside as well. So it's just got all of the basic food navigating fundamentals in the fork.
Yeah. Maura, what do you think is the best utensil?
So mine is offset spatula because I make a lot of cakes and like nothing makes you feel fancier than like spinning a cake on a pedestal and like really flattening out that icing.
Yeah.
You know, the world is chaos, but this cake is beautiful.
Okay, so we've got an incredibly difficult word game for you. It's spoonerisms, or as I like to call them, word centaurs. Jonathan Colton, what is a spoonerism?
A spoonerism is where you switch the beginnings of two words. So, for example, jelly beans becomes belly jeans.
Is not my lover.
That's right.
Anyway, in this game, we're asking you to actually perform the most public radio task in the history of public radio. You're going to be coming up with spoonerisms of famous authors' first and last names.
For example, if we gave the clue, this Enlightenment philosopher wrote two treatises of government, and he's an athlete who loves yard sports, you would answer, lawn jock. So, you take the philosopher John Locke, switch the beginning sounds of the first and last name, and you get lawn jock.
Cool.
And as you can see in this example, don't worry about the spelling, it's just the way the words sound.
Let's go. This author of The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons dropped a muffin. Tanaja.
The author is Dan Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Brandown would be the...
Yeah, what?
The spoonerism.
Yeah. Yes. Brandown.
Brandown.
A conspiracy, clearly.
Yeah. This To Kill a Mockingbird author likes to get out her giggles with some live-action role-play. Tanaja.
The author is Harper Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Larper he.
Larper he, that's right.
First he wrote The Naked and the Dead and Executioner's Song. Then he joined the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and learned how to pound with a hammer. Tanaja.
The author is Norman Mailer.
Mm-hmm.
Mormon Nailer.
Yeah.
I like big books and I cannot lie.
This author of Fahrenheit 451 can tell you where to find the most awesome, small, edible fruits in the San Francisco area. Maura.
Okay, it's Ray Bradbury.
Uh-huh.
And so it would be Bay Radbury?
Bay Radbury is correct.
Although I believe the Radisberries are now in Oakland. But.
Yeah. Solidarity.
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 No.
There is altogether finally too much good content coming from the contestant area tonight.
All right, strap in. The author of David Copperfield and A Christmas Carol narrates all of the poultry-related chapters in the William Faulkner book, As I Lay Dying. Don't be so quick, Tanaja. It's embarrassing. Yes, Tanaja.
Charles Dickens. Darl's Chickens.
Yes!
Wowzers.
Because as we all know, Darl is one of the narrators from As I Lay Dying.
Mm-hmm. We all know that.
We all know that.
This children's author of Beezus and Ramona feels mighty witty after drinking a couple of Michelob Ultras. Maura.
It's Beverly Cleary.
Mm-hmm.
Cleverly Beery?
Cleverly Beery, you got it.
All right, this is your last clue. This author of Moby Dick has a terrible secret. He's a half man, half fish from the underworld. Tanaja.
Herman Melville is the author.
Yes.
Merman Hellville.
Yes! Merman Hellville. That was an amazing gate. I mean, come on, you guys are... And congratulations, Tanaja. You are currently in the lead. If you rolled your eyes that whole last game yelling, got it, know it, know it, then you should be a contestant on our show. Go to amatickets.org. Coming up, we have a brand new game called Fact Bag. I'll be pulling up facts from a bag. So stay tuned. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.